Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. This week's question is from Diane. She says, my husband and I are flying from Philadelphia to Texas, and I'm terrified. We haven't flown as a family yet, and I don't even know how to approach air travel with toddlers. Diane, I hope this episode airs in time to help you on this trip. But these are things you have to do every time you travel with kids. I am a total disbeliever in the whole gift bag / apology note thing you see in social media. Like, oh, I'm sorry that my baby might cry and here's presents for you. Like, stop. Kids are people too. You've got to fly somewhere. They get to go somewhere just like adults do. We've all been kids who maybe misbehaved on airplanes. It's going to be fine. You have two adults and two kids, sounds like. So you're already ahead of the game with a one-to-one situation. Go to seatguru.com. I love to go on there when I fly because you can find out what your plane's going to look like and if it will have seat back entertainment on the flight or not. If your kids are two or younger, they might not be that interested in the seat back, but it's good to know that it's a possibility. But always have a backup. Always have that thing downloaded into your phone. Always have that episode of Peppa the Pig that they love downloaded to your phone and start downloading that the day before, not when it's time to leave for the airport. Ziploc bags are totally your friend for unexpected problems that may occur in the air, and so is a change of clothes for the kids and for you. I like getting on the plane last instead of first. You know how they let you get on the plane first with the kids? I mean, less than they used to, but they say if anybody needs extra time. You do need extra time, I would argue, in the terminal, letting your kids bang on the window and look at the planes and walk around. If you need the overhead space, then maybe you get on first. If you have a kid who you think will really flirt with the flight attendant, get on first. If you have a kid that will want to meet the pilots and see what's up front, then get on first. But if you have a kid who's more of the running around type, then I would wait and get on the plane absolutely last. You want to plan ahead for the takeoff and landing. I used to bring lollipops when my kids were little because they couldn't choke on them because I could keep an eye on the stick and they were, you know, too little to bite them really. And lollipops were so interesting and such a novelty that they were enough to distract them from a little bit of ear pain they might be having, and they couldn't cry and taste the lollipop at the same time. So that's a little incompatible behavior tip for you there. I always brought like a new storybook or, oh, a gift bag from a birthday party or something that they hadn't seen before. It doesn't have to be expensive. It can be the littlest thing, but something that they'll be interested in. A new pack of 4 crayons that'll keep them busy for a little while. And I always used an umbrella stroller and gate checked it. It's worth it to not have to carry your kid and your stuff through the airport. Diane, I hope that helps. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. but I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.